This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. For the first time in 30 years, a new way to fund Colorado schools cleared the legislature. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The bill puts more money towards students living in poverty, English language learners, and special education students. The plan would cost about $500 million over 6 years. Some big suburban school districts oppose the bill, saying it throws into question their long-term funding. Members of the state's largest teachers union sent 35,000 emails to oppose two contentious studies in the bill. They were ultimately taken out. Educators said one of the studies was a first step towards privatizing public schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's estimated that 1 in 9 U.S. adults have long COVID. In Colorado, that's about 200,000 people. The National Institutes of Health committed a $500 million over the next 4 years to better understand it. That's welcome news for Nina Story, who was diagnosed in March of 2020.
The patients have really led the research and have been so strong in advocacy to, you know, find treatments for it.
Part of the research funding will go toward clinical trials to find treatments for long COVID or at least reduce its effects. What had been a temporary pandemic change to rules around alcohol is being made permanent. A new state law allows restaurants to keep selling alcoholic drinks with to-go orders. It was going to expire next year, but lawmakers voted overwhelmingly to make it permanent. The Restaurant Association says the takeout wine, beer, and cocktails make up a small but important part of many restaurants' bottom lines. There's more news at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.